Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. The rain seems to have stopped, or it's going to continue. We don't know. But one thing we do know is the museums are open. People can visit them. The governor has bestowed that upon us as an amazing thing. You can head up to the local museums. And one of the museums that I want to talk to and get into a little bit is the New Britain Museum of American Art. And joining me this morning is Lisa Lappe. She's the Director of Marketing at the museum. Lisa, good morning, and thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, Joey. I'm so pleased to be with you today and so honored to talk about this amazing initiative from the governor, the Connecticut Museum Summer, where we can welcome children under the age of 18 into our museum absolutely free of charge, plus one accompanying adult per child. It's really been a magical summer at the New Britain Museum of American Art.
And, you know, the museum, it's a staple of New Britain. It's been around for as long as I can remember. It's expanded, but there's still something. I've done the field trips with my kids there. There's still something about that museum that it's just a quaint, great neighborhood museum and art center for the neighbors.
Yeah, I completely agree. And my favorite quote from one of our visitors was that the New Britain Museum of American Art is human scale. So although it's filled with famous works of American art, you feel a warm welcome, starting with our front desk staff, to the content that we are delivering. We're really amplifying the voices of all Americans. And so I think people of all ages and of all backgrounds walk into the New Britain Museum of American Art, and they can see themselves in the artwork. They can hear the voices that resonate with their own experiences. It's really beautiful.
And that's one thing that I don't think people understand about places like the New Britain Museum, other museums, different centers that go more than once, because how you're feeling that day impacts your experience in a place like a museum.
It's so very true. And go more than once, not only because you'll always discover something new, but there's always a new exhibition that we are presenting. This summer, I would love to share with all of your families that because of this wonderful initiative where we're allowing all these families in for free every single day, we have brought out our Walter Wick collection, the beloved, book illustrator Walter Wick. And the families come in and they're doing a scavenger hunt and they're doing an art project, and they're turning their scavenger hunts in for, a prize in the museum store. And then they stop in the museum cafe and they're getting a ice pop and an Avery beverage. And it's happy families sharing this beautiful experience that really all the ages can really engage with and enjoy. The little kids love the Walter Wick scavenger hunt, and the adults are just relieved. The grandparents are coming, the parents are coming, are relieved to have something meaningful and relaxing to do with their kids that's not sitting in front of a screen, and it's not spending a fortune at some other venue. So we're really blessed to have such a wonderful summer with families at the New Britain Museum of American Art.
And we say it's a museum, but it's more than that. You guys do other activities in the community.
We do. We're so tied in with the community. Every month we have sort of a themed community day, whether it's, you know, Juneteenth or a special, you know, Halloween experience. It's our mission to open our doors to as many people as possible. You know, it's like we're giving it all away. We want as many people as possible to connect with our content, with our collection. It is so very special. And you never know what kind of effect it has on someone when they connect with artwork, especially children. Mm-hmm. You know, it becomes woven into who they are, and no one can ever take that away from them. So it's just so important to be able to come and share the collection and have all these wonderful conversations with your kids. And I just can't say enough about this wonderful initiative this summer.
Yeah, and that's one thing, you know, families and kids especially go in there. It's, I don't want to say it's overwhelming, but they look at these works of art or these sculptures, and it's, I can't do that. Well, you can. You got, it's the understanding, yeah, that these artists were once children, just like the kids and the families coming through. They started drawing circles, trying to color in the lines, and there's just, it's something that's obtainable to everyone. And that's one of those great things. I like going to places like this to explain to the kids that the people that are doing these, you know, artworks or these science experiments started out just like you and me. They were young kids. They had a passion. And this is what can become of that passion if you just let it flourish.
It's so true. And we put that into action at the New Britain Museum of American Art. We actually just opened our brand new Stanley Black & Decker Makerspace, which is open every day for families of all ages to come in and create their own work of art based on something in our collection. So right now it's special exhibition, Jennifer Wen Ma and Inward Sea. So the families come in and there's a virtual art teacher on the screen showing them how to make their own paper sea based on the special exhibition. So the kids are going up and seeing this big fancy exhibition. You know, it's really big and overwhelming and really exciting. And then they go downstairs into the makerspace and they're creating their own. And it's very simple. And some of the projects these kids have made are just exquisite, just beautiful. So they're actually having that opportunity to create the art when they come to New Britain. Very special.
Yeah, that's one of those things, like I said, it's, you know, you're engaging with the kids, you're engaging with the community. And one of those things I've always been fascinated about, and I have to make it to one of them, is the art happy hour.
Yes. Yes, every Thursday. We were just there last night. It's so sweet. There's always different music every Thursday night until 8 p.m. There's a really affordable cash bar. There's all sorts of fabulous people to talk to. You can walk around the museum for $5. There's no cover charge if you want to go to Art Happy Hour. That's free out on the Pritchard Family Terrace. It's a fun night. Some of the Thursdays are date night where we do like a little special something if you're on a date. We do a little special extra for you. We thought of everything at the New Britain Museum.
And one of those,
Thursday nights are fun.
And you also do other events, and one of them coming up on August 8th, which is ironically my wife's birthday, not to put her out there, but the Sunday music series, Hartford and Men Harmony. Tell me about that.
Oh, again, it's just another wonderful opportunity to listen to live music in a museum setting. It's relaxing. It's just a great couple of hours. If you're looking for something unique to do, really, you need to go to nbmaa.org. There's the Sunday music series. There's the Art Happy Hours on Thursday nights. We also have one more summer spectacular coming up on August 12th for families. It's a free day of like circus activities. You've got the giant Anne Coverly puppets coming, jugglers, stilt walkers. The entire grounds of the museum comes alive with circus acts. It's a fun day for the entire family on August 12th. Check the website, nbmaa.org, for all of these dates and details.
And, you know, we'll end there. And this is one thing. I hope people are listening to this and they're realizing that going to a museum is not like you would think. It's not a stuffy building where there's no atmosphere in life. I want people to take away that listen to these things that are going on in a museum. It's fun. Yes. It's creative. It's engaging. Museums are meant to engage people. And I think no one, I'll put up against any of the major museums in, you know, the big metropolitan areas, does it better than New Britain. You guys are in the community. You're getting people through the doors. You want people to have fun. You don't want people just to walk in, look at art, and leave. You want them to have fun. And you want them to remember this experience, to pass it along. And that's one thing that the New Britain Museum, along with Serving Avery's, does better than anyone in my mind.
I completely agree. I agree. Thank you for saying that. It's such a special place.
It is.
Like I said, I would love to give away the museum to everyone for free because really, we're just trying to engage as many people as possible with the beauty inside and to have fun.
Mm-hmm. And you can walk, finish your day at the museum, walk across to the park, go for a nice stroll outside, reflect on what you saw with the family. It's a beautiful place.
Thank you.
So joining me again this morning is Lisa Lappe, the museum's director of marketing for the New Britain Museum of American Art. Lisa, thank you for joining me this morning. We'll catch up at the museum one of these days. We'll take in a little sights of it. It's a beautiful place. The museum and many things like it happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.